This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Washington is working to coordinate a multinational effort to set up a maritime aid corridor into Gaza, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday.
The bottom line is we need to see, as we've described it, we need to see flooding the zone when it comes to humanitarian assistance for Gaza.
President Joe Biden last week announced plans for the U.S. military to set up a dock on Gaza's Mediterranean coast that will enable distribution of up to 2 million meals a day in Gaza. The United States is paying close attention to the latest round of nuclear threats from Russia, worried they could bring Moscow and Washington a small step closer to a nuclear conflict. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports from Washington.
The latest warning from Russian President Vladimir Putin. Of course we are ready, Putin says, asked about the prospects of a nuclear war. The White House says such comments are reckless and irresponsible. A senior U.S. official says, despite Putin's threats, the U.S. has not seen any reason to adjust its own nuclear posture. Earlier this week, U.S. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told lawmakers Russia's ongoing struggles in its war against Ukraine are reason for worry. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Kenya's President William Ruto says the country will still lead a U.N.-backed multinational police force to help quell gang violence in Haiti once a transitional presidential council is formed in the Caribbean country. Ruto's announcement on Wednesday came a day after Kenyan officials had announced the country had put on hold its deployment of 1,000 of its policemen until a clear administration is in place in Haiti.